Welcome back to today's deep dive. We are jumping right into something that, honestly, it sounds a little backward at first.
Yeah, it really does.
But the reality is that scaling a business actually makes it significantly harder to see exactly where you are losing money.
Right.
Which is wild. So today we're looking at a really fascinating breakdown by SBC Tech. It's titled, The 5 Silent Revenue Leaks Inside Every Amazon PPC Account Above $500.
That's a great piece of analysis.
It really is. And our mission today is basically to uncover why those standard dashboards that everybody relies on, why they stop being diagnostic at a certain scale.
Right. They stop helping and start acting more like pacifiers.
Exactly. They're designed to reassure you, not to actually reveal what's going wrong.
Yeah. And the fundamental math of this deep dive, they call it the scale shift. It really illustrates this perfectly.
Right.
Because if you just look at the basic arithmetic of a hidden inefficiency, right? Mm. Let's say you manage a $20,000 monthly ad spend.
Okay. Pretty standard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have a 2% invisible leak in there. Well, 2% of 20 grand is just a $400 annoyance.
Yeah. Which, I mean, 400 bucks just gets absorbed into the cost of doing business. You just write it off mentally.
Exactly. Most operators won't even spend the time looking for it because, you know, the labor to actually dig through the data and find it
costs way more than the leak itself.
Right. But, okay, take that exact same account with the exact same structure, the same management habits, and push it to a $200,000 monthly ad spend.
Wow, okay.
That exact same invisible 2% leak, it is now bleeding $4,000 every single month.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That is nearly $50,000 a year just vanishing from your bottom line.
That's a full salary.
Right. But here's the crazy part. Because the percentage itself hasn't actually changed.
It's still just 2%.
Exactly. The high-level dashboard still tells you that everything is perfectly fine. The metrics look totally identical to when you were only spending $20,000.
Okay, let's unpack this for the listener because I have a visual for this.
Okay.
It's like it's having a tiny hole in a bucket.
Okay, yeah.
Right. When you carry a small bucket from the sink out to the garden, you lose a few drops of water. You don't even care.
Right. It doesn't matter.
But scale that exact same proportional hole up to a massive municipal water tower.
Oh, wow.
And suddenly you are literally flooding your entire backyard.
Yeah.
And the dashboard, right? The dashboard is basically a gauge telling you, hey, the water tower is 98% full.
Everything is great. Yeah.
Completely ignoring the giant swamp that is currently forming at the base of the tower.
That is exactly what happens. And so whether you are running a huge e-commerce empire or you just want to understand the hidden mechanics of scale, I mean, these insights from SBC Tech, they are a masterclass in why you just cannot blindly trust high-level summary metrics.
Totally.
And this SBC Tech breakdown, they identify 5 very specific leaks that behave exactly like that swamp you just mentioned.
Right. Invisible at a small scale, but totally devastating when the budget goes up.
Exactly. But before we even look at how to measure success, we have to examine the actual foundation of these accounts. Because the campaigns themselves, they're usually just a structural mess.
Right. Which brings us to leak number 1. They call it campaign keyword overlap.
Yes.
And this is where, you know, the history of an account actually becomes a major liability over time.
It really does. Because as these accounts grow over the years, sellers just keep layering on new strategies.
Right. And for any listener not totally deep in the Amazon PPC weeds, sellers usually use different keyword match types to target shoppers.
Yeah. Exactly.
So they use like broad match to cast a super wide net for basically any search vaguely related to their product.
Right.
And then they use exact match to zero in on a highly specific phrase. But eventually, after years and years of adding new campaigns, you end up with the exact same keyword live in 3 or 4 different places at the exact same time.
Yeah. It's basically the digital equivalent of hoarding.
Hoarding. Yes.
Right. Because a new marketing manager comes in, they build a shiny new exact match campaign for the top performing keywords.
Which makes sense.
Sure, but then they leave the old broad match campaigns running in the background. They just keep adding boxes to the attic, you know, without ever cleaning out the old ones.
Wait, let me stop you there, because this was my immediate thought when I read this.
Mm-hmm.
If I have the exact same keyword active in 4 different campaigns, aren't my ads literally entering a bidding war against themselves? Like, am I driving up my own cost per click because my campaign A is actively trying to outbid my campaign B?
So, no. That is a huge misconception. The Amazon algorithm actually prevents that specific scenario.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it will only enter one ad per seller into a specific auction slot. So you are not actively inflating your own bid price against yourself in real time.
Okay, well then if I'm not driving up my own price, why is this overlap such a massive problem?
Because the danger is much quieter. It's really about data fragmentation and budget dilution.
Okay, how so?
Well, when a single keyword gets clicks across four different campaigns, your conversion data basically splinters.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, it becomes mathematically impossible to see what is actually working because that success is diluted across multiple sources. You totally lose your statistical significance.
Because it's a few sales here, a few sales there.
Exactly. And furthermore, your budget gets fractured. So instead of concentrating all your daily spend on the single best performing campaign for that keyword,
right,
you're basically just sprinkling your budget across all this duplicate targeting. So you might have a highly optimized campaign that just runs out of budget by 2:00 p.m.
Oh, wow.
While a really poorly optimized duplicate campaign just continues to burn your money until midnight.
Let me challenge that, though. Because if I'm spending $500,000 a year on Amazon ads, I'm definitely paying an expensive agency.
Sure.
Or at least I'm using some high-end automated PPC software.
Right.
So how is it possible that a sophisticated software tool doesn't catch basic keyword overlap?
Well, the problem is that software operates in silos, unless it's explicitly programmed otherwise.
What do you mean?
Like, an automated auto campaign is designed with one single goal: find new converting keywords.
Okay.
It doesn't inherently know or frankly care that the keyword it just excitedly discovered is actually already the cornerstone of a massive exact match campaign you built 2 years ago.
Oh, man.
Yeah. The tools optimize each campaign in total isolation. The system is looking at the individual trees. It has no concept of the forest.
So how do we fix the water tower? Like, how do you find overlap if the dashboard is actively hiding it from you?
You have to get out of the dashboard completely. You have to pull a bulk file export.
Okay.
Because dashboards aggregate data to show you averages, and frankly, averages lie.
Right.
A bulk file forces you to look at the raw individual data rows. I mean, it is a massive spreadsheet of literally every active element in your account.
Spreadsheets, everyone's favorite.
I know, but you have to use pivot tables to find those duplicate search terms. Then you identify the single strongest campaign to just own that keyword.
Right.
And then, and this is the key, you add it as a negative keyword in all the duplicate campaigns.
Oh, I love that. So you just consolidate the data into one single pipe.
Exactly.
So fixing the structure makes total sense. But, that assumes the measuring stick we use to gauge our success is actually accurate.
Right.
So let's look at what happens when the performance metrics themselves are actively lying to you.
This is leak number two, and it is incredibly dangerous because it hides behind this perfect mask of healthy metrics.
Right.
It's the silent gap between AKOS and TalkOS.
Yes. And for the listener who might just need a quick refresher on the acronyms, AKOS is advertising cost of sale.
Right.
So basically measures your ad spend against your ad sales. Basically, how efficient are your actual ads?
Exactly.
But TalkOS is total advertising cost of sale. This measures your ad spend against your total revenue, meaning both your organic free sales and your paid sales, all combined.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. And the trap outlined in the breakdown happens when your AKS test stays flat and looks totally healthy.
Okay.
But your TalkOS just keeps climbing month after month.
Here is where it gets really interesting. Because let's break down what is physically happening in the Amazon search results when this occurs.
Okay.
My dashboard says my ad efficiency is locked in at a totally healthy 15%.
Looks great.
Right. I give a thumbs up. I go to lunch. But my TalkOS went from 8% to 12%. To 15% over the last few months. What does that math actually mean in the real world?
Well, if your ad efficiency is stable,
yeah,
but your ad spend is taking up a larger and larger percentage of your total revenue, it means your total revenue is increasingly reliant on ads.
Oh.
Your organic sales are disappearing.
So I'm literally buying sales that I used to get for free.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm.
And here is the hard truth from the source. When you see a stable AKOS but a rising TalkOS, you do not actually have an advertising problem.
What do you have?
You have a listing and ranking problem wearing an advertising costume.
Wow.
Yeah. Your product is quietly slipping down the organic search results page. Shoppers used to find you organically on row one, right? But now you are down on row three.
Right.
So to keep your total sales volume steady, your ads are just working overtime to cover the gap.
That is insidious. Because if you only look at your dashboard week to week, you just see a stable AQS. You totally miss the macro trend.
Exactly. And by the time it shows up as a real problem, like when the AQS finally breaks, because you are pushing your bids way too high just to compensate.
Right.
The ad spend has been climbing for months just to maintain the status quo.
Yeah.
You simply cannot spot this leak looking at a single week of data.
So what's the fix?
The fix requires pulling both your APOS and your TACO side by side on a 6-month timeline. You have to expose that trend line.
It makes complete sense why sellers fall into that trap, though. It feels safe as long as that primary metric looks green.
Oh, absolutely.
But, you know, that addiction to safe metrics is also exactly what drives leak number 3. So let's pivot to the campaigns that always look the absolute best on paper. Branded campaigns.
Exactly, branded campaigns.
Yeah, these involve bidding on your own company name or your specific product name, and they almost always show spectacular numbers.
Right.
You see an incredible return on ad spend or ROAS. The conversions are incredibly easy.
Well, yeah, the shoppers search for you by name. They literally typed your brand into the search bar.
Right. And this introduces one of the most misunderstood concepts in digital marketing, which is incrementality.
Okay.
The fundamental question is whether you are paying for a sale that was going to happen anyway.
I love the analogy for this. It's like paying a store greeter a commission for welcoming a customer who is literally already standing at a cash register with their wallet open.
Yes, perfect.
Right. Like, yes, the greeter interacted with them right before the sale, but that customer walked in the door specifically to buy from you.
Yeah.
The greeter did not generate that revenue.
Exactly. If a shopper searches your exact brand name, they are at the cash register. If you pay for an ad right at that exact moment, you have to ask if that spend is truly incremental. Would they have simply clicked your organic listing an inch lower on the screen if the ad wasn't there?
But if I'm a brand owner, I'm thinking, wait, if I don't bid on my own name, my biggest competitor is going to bid on my name.
Sure.
Put their ad at the absolute top of the page and steal my customer right at the finish line.
Yes.
Like, I had to pay that tax just to defend my turf.
And that fear is exactly why brands overspend here. But you have to test the reality of that threat.
How do you do that?
The fix is to briefly, and in a very controlled manner, pause the branded campaign.
Just turn it off and watch what happens to the competitor?
You turn it off, but you don't just watch your ad sales drop. You watch your total branded search sales. Right? If you pause the ad and your total branded sales barely move at all,
right,
it means you were just paying for demand you already owned. The organic clicks simply absorbed all of the traffic that the ad used to intercept.
So the greeter was really just taking credit for the cash register.
Exactly. Yeah. Conversely, if you pause the ad and your total sales do drop meaningfully,
then you panic.
Well, then you know the campaign is doing real vital work. It means competitors actually are siphoning your traffic, and the branded campaign was actively defending your market share.
Right.
You just have to challenge the assumption that a high ROAS means the money is working hard. Sometimes a high ROAS just means the money is being incredibly lazy.
That is such a good point. Okay, so we've unmasked the metrics, and we've tested the branded campaigns.
Yeah.
Now let's look at the overall budget allocation, and specifically, the fear of the top of the funnel.
Okay.
Because leak number 4 is the sponsored products overload.
Yeah, and this is staggering. For Amazon accounts above $500, a massive number of them still allocate 85 to 90% of their budget solely into sponsored products.
And sponsored products, for the listener, are the standard ads that just look exactly like regular search results.
Right.
Why are sellers so obsessed with them?
Because they convert the most directly. It is the easiest, straightest line to draw between a click and a sale.
Right. It's immediate gratification.
It is pure bottom-of-the-funnel harvesting. But the thing is, sponsored products was never designed to carry the entire marketing ecosystem on its back.
No. Because if you put everything into sponsored products,
yeah,
you are completely ignoring sponsored brands, which basically act as your digital billboards for top-of-funnel awareness.
Exactly.
And more importantly, you are completely starving sponsored display, which is your retargeting mechanism.
And ignoring retargeting is a mathematically massive unforced error. You are leaving recoverable, almost converted shoppers right on the table.
Explain that. Like, walk us through the psychology there.
Okay. Think about a normal buyer. They click your sponsored product ad. They look at your listing. And then, you know, maybe they check a competitor's price. They get a text message. They get distracted. Then they just close the app.
Right. And you paid for that initial click. And you got absolutely nothing.
Exactly. And without retargeting, they are just gone. But retargeting mathematically lowers your overall customer acquisition costs because it capitalizes on the sunk cost of that very first click.
Right.
It serves an ad to that specific shopper on a totally different website later that day, basically bringing them back to finish the purchase.
So you don't lose the investment.
Right. Top advertisers treat it as a coordinated system. They allocate a real tested portion of their budget across the entire funnel awareness, conversion, and retargeting, rather than just, you know, hammering the bottom of the funnel conversion button over and over.
Okay, so up until now, these leaks have mostly been about human error or laziness or just relying way too heavily on automated software silos.
Yeah, that's true.
But leak number 5 is entirely different. Mm-hmm. This is about the platform itself changing the rules of the game while you aren't looking.
This touches on a really critical issue of control in digital advertising right now.
Yeah.
You think you are managing your budget, but the platform architecture essentially decides to reroute the plumbing.
Yeah, and this one blew my mind. The SPC Tech Breakdown highlights a major shift from March 2026. Amazon began auto-enrolling sellers into something called Sponsored Products Prompts. It's this new AI-driven ad placement tied directly into Amazon's conversational shopping assistant, Rufus.
And the rollout mechanism is exactly what makes this a stealth tax on large accounts. Because there was no opt-in required.
Wait, really? They just turned it on and started charging?
Yep, they just turned it on. And for an account spending hundreds of thousands of dollars a month, a new placement type quietly slipping into the mix is incredibly easy to miss.
It just gets lost in the noise of the daily spend.
Exactly. It is a brand new line item, charging per click, but it is running inside the campaigns that the sellers already set up and trusted.
It's like, imagine you hire a contractor to renovate your kitchen.
Okay.
Halfway through the job, the contractor quietly decides to build a shed in your backyard. And just starts adding the lumber to your kitchen invoice. Your credit card bill is already so massive from the kitchen cabinet, so you don't even notice the extra wood.
That is a perfect analogy. And the automated PPC tools, they won't catch it either.
Why not?
Because technically, it is an approved campaign generating legitimate clicks. The software just sees the spend and assumes it is business as usual.
So how do you even find the shed if the software ignores it?
The fix here requires some really granular vigilance. You cannot rely on campaign-level reports anymore. You have to dive into your placement reports.
Okay.
These reports show exactly where on the screen your ads actually appeared. You have to look specifically for anything tied to these new prompt-based AI placements.
Right.
And then you must actively analyze the performance of those specific clicks and decide if you actually want to be paying for this AI integration rather than just letting the platform decide for you.
Wow. Okay, so let's pull all of this together. If you are sitting on an account of this size, or really if you are managing complex data at scale in any industry, what is the actual protocol to stop all this bleeding?
The SPC Tech Breakdown outlines a very clear audit protocol, and it starts with a fundamental shift in behavior. You must abandon the summary dashboard for actual diagnostics.
Because dashboards hide sins.
Exactly. You need to pull the full bulk file export.
Because the bulk file forces you to look at the raw data, every keyword, every campaign, every placement all at once, without the averages smoothing over the cracks.
Right. And you run this audit quarterly at a minimum.
Okay.
The recommendation is to start with the fastest wins. So check for campaign overlap first. Pull that bulk file, use your pivot tables to find the duplicate search terms and isolate them. Mm. Then do the 6-month AKOS versus TACOS comparison to check your organic health. Those two steps alone can be done in a single afternoon. They use entirely free reports, and they usually uncover the absolute most obvious structural waste.
And once you've stopped the bleeding there, then you move on to the more strategic tests. Like you run the incrementality test on your branded campaigns, you balance your ad spend across the entire funnel instead of just bottom feeder harvesting, and you hunt down those sneaky auto-enrolled AI placements in the granular reports.
Exactly. The overarching lesson here is really about the mechanics of scale. When you hit a certain threshold, better results almost never come from simply throwing more budget at a problem.
Yeah, redirecting wasted budget is infinitely more powerful than just increasing the budget. Mm. Because if you ignore a tiny leak for 6 months at this scale, you aren't just losing a few drops of water. You are looking at a 5-figure disaster.
It requires maintaining intense critical thinking in an ecosystem that constantly pushes you toward automated complacency. I mean, the platforms want you to trust the high-level metrics.
They really do. And building on that March 2026 Amazon update, it leaves you with something much bigger to think about.
Oh, absolutely.
Because if massive mega platforms are now quietly auto-enrolling advertisers into AI-driven pay-per-click placements without any explicit opt-in,
right.
What other automated optimizations across the digital world are silently taxing businesses right now without anyone even noticing?
It is an environment that severely punishes anyone who sets it and forgets it.
Totally. When your bucket becomes a water tower, you simply cannot afford to ignore the drips.